Adam Pengilly, good morning, mate.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Tiakau Shark got the run. Castle Vecchio got the run. Cox Plate, here we come.
Yeah, I think the committee made the right decision in the end, Dave, to be honest. I know not everyone's going to share or endorse that opinion. I feel desperately sorry for a horse like Humidor and his connections and supporters, given what he's done in his career so far. You've got to remember, he came closest to beating Winx in a Cox Plate a couple of years ago and then was ran third behind her in Ben Battle last year. But I think on current form and what these two other horses can bring to the race in terms of X factor, I think they've probably made the right decision. I think Castle Vecchio probably, with all due respect, is a little bit short in the market at $8 at the moment. I know Tiakau Shark coming up with that outside gate was going to be difficult, but I would have preferred to see both those horses in the race over Humidor. Not sure everyone would agree, but I think the committee's probably made the right decision.
Yeah, Bivouac to start favourite in the Manikado Stakes and drawn barrier one.
Yeah, he has, Laurie. He'll go around a very short price favourite, you would have thought. I wonder if Godolphin are having a few little, not regrets, but maybe just thinking about where they should have tried to run him in the Everest, given that what Yes, Yes, Yes did last week. We know that Bivouac beat him in the Golden Rose. I've got to give credit to them. They made this Manikado Stakes their top priority after the Golden Rose. And let's be honest, it's a second-rate field for a Group 1, isn't it? Because all the good horses were in the Everest last week. And now he's come up with the inside gate. His form is absolutely top-notch at the moment. The three-year-olds are a pretty good crop this year. He's going to be extremely hard to beat. And I'd suggest he'd probably go on and win that race and then potentially win it pretty comfortably as well on Friday night.
Now, what's Lloyd Williams on about?
Well, he's the highest profile figure I've heard so far, Dave, in this whole welfare debate to say that Australian racing should be banning the whip. I'm of the opinion that it's going to come at some stage. I don't know when. I think it's going to be inevitable that Australian racing will be whip-free at some stage. Where the jockey should still be able to carry a whip for safety purposes. But Lloyd has come out very, very strongly in the last 24 to 48 hours saying that we should move to have whip-free racing sooner rather than later and be in control of our own destiny. So I found that a fascinating comment. I'm not sure if it's enjoyed, an opinion's enjoyed by all other administrators in Australian racing, but I think we're going to watch this space in the next couple of years. I think that's the path we're headed down.
I think the only people, personal opinion, the only people making a call on that should be trainers and jockeys. And I think the jockeys are paramount in a decision like that. They're the ones that are on the horse risking their life. And maybe technology could be in. I was under the impression from discussion, Adam, and I know we're going to get to the news here and we're going to run out of time, but it was more the sound of the whip. The actual whip, the way it was designed these days, wasn't actually physically hurting on the horse.
No, you're right. It's padded day, so it makes very little difference in terms of hurting the horse, obviously, when you use it. And compared to the bad old days, 15, 20, 25 years ago, it's absolute chalk and cheese. I don't think anyone's saying that jockeys can't carry a whip or a riding crop to use for their own safety, but the days of using the whip excessively in the last 100 metres of a race or anything like that, I think they're going to be numbered in coming years.
Mm. Big day down there in Geelong.
Yeah, the Geelong Cup, Laurie. So most interest in this race is going to be surrounding Prince of Arran. I'm staggered this horse has not got a run in the Melbourne Cup yet this year when you're given his credentials in Australia. Like, he obviously won the Lexus last year, ran third in the Melbourne Cup last year. He's run placings in the Herbert Power a couple of weeks ago and last year. He's still not guaranteed a place in this year's race. So he's the one that most interest will surround in the Geelong Cup today. I thought there might be a sneaky chance in Grey Line around $4.80 the place. He's desperate for a dry track. He's going to get it today, hopefully. He might be a big improver in that race.
And what about at Warwick Farm today?
Yeah, a couple of tips, Laurie. Race 2, number 4, Kentucky Beaver. It's a pretty common race, it must be said, but I've marked her a lot shorter and a lot closer to the favourite in betting markets. I'm happy to back her. And the other tip I've got for today is Race 7, number 11, Jet Ski. He's been pretty impressive with the provincials his last two starts. I think he can take the leap into midweek grade around that $4.40 mark. So Race 2, number 4, and Race 7, number 11, my best bets at Warwick Farm today.
Beautiful, mate. I hope you have a fill up.